Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 63 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, To Think Before We Speak. The Chafetz Chaim emphasizes that Lashon Hara is going to be a prohibition regardless about who it is that we're speaking about, a simple person or about a scholar. He begins by saying, Afilu al katan, even about a child, it would still be considered Lashon Hara, kegon, and he gives a very vivid example, L'saper genuso shal yosam katan shamegadlim oso acherim besoch besom. For example, if there was an orphan who had been adopted and was being cared for by somebody in their home, and by speaking this Lashon Hara, yuchal lehi savev sheyegorshu, he could cause that they will no longer care for the child. He'll cause the deal to fall apart. Then we see in front of us a very clear example of how damaging Lashon Hara can be. It could literally break lives. Imechaven b'sipuro, if when he speaks about the child, he's intending l'salek hanezakin shebo'in ayidei hakotan ulahadrichoso. If his intent is to stop the damage that the child is causing, apparently he's causing damage, has to be stopped, and to guide the child in a good way. He's doing it what we call in a professional way, rather than in a kvetch and damaging way. He's trying to do what's best for the child. Mutter, it would be permitted, but, the Chafetz Chaim writes, you need to make sure she'asiper hu emes, that it's not rumors that you're relating, and that indeed you are relating the truth. This is what happened. Gam tzorech liros es hanolad ayidei sipuro. And you also have to make sure to have a sense of vision as to what will result from that which you are saying. Because even if what you're saying is true, and even if you're saying it in a way that's meant to be constructive, not everyone always takes it the right way, and if you do more damage than was justified, then it would be prohibited to say what you're saying. They say a great illustrative story about Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that he was with a colleague in an inn, and the food was served. And when the owner came by to ask how things were, this colleague said, everything is great except that the food is a little bit salty. And Rabbi Yisrael got very agitated and couldn't believe that his colleague would say such a thing. And the colleague said, what's so bad? I just told him. I was just saying. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, no question that there's a cook who made the food, and the owner is going to go and berate the cook for putting in too much salt. And when the colleague didn't believe, Rabbi Yisrael took him to the kitchen and showed him that that's exactly what was happening at that very moment. We say things and we think we're just saying, we're being constructive, we were just tipping them off. But in reality, sometimes those very innocent comments are not going to impact in such an innocent way. The Chafetz Chaim points out, Afilu alama oretz, Hilchas Lashon Hara apply even to a person who's ignorant in Torah, Gamhu b'chlal am Hashem v'tzivosav, such a person who's ignorant is also part of Hashem's nation. Shotzia mi Mitzrayim, he was taken out of Mitzrayim. And that's not an excuse to be able to speak Lashon Hara about somebody. But there is a distinction in that if the person is a Talmud Chacham, a Torah scholar, it's not only Lashon Hara, but it's even worse. Mevaze Talmud Chacham, to disgrace a Talmud Chacham, a person who we are supposed to be respectful of, is an additional problem. Again, it doesn't mitigate or limit the fact that you're not allowed to speak about an ignorant person, but it is a step further in terms of the violation. Hayetzer hara mesis la'adam. The Yetzer hara tries to convince people that in our times there's no such thing as a Talmud Chacham. He's not as great as the Tanoim and Amoraim, the Talmudic sages. V'hu ta'us gamur. That's a total mistake, because Talmud Chacham is defined according to the generation. And if a person exerted themselves and achieved greatness in Torah, they are called a Talmud Chacham, especially if the person is a leader, by speaking Lashon Hara about them, moneya es harav me'avodas Hashem, they're causing a weakness in the structure of the Jewish community. And the expression, bona bona la'atzmo, the person is inferring, let everybody do whatever they want, instead of recognizing that we indeed have a valid tradition in every generation. If there's something that needs to be addressed, it should be addressed, but not in public forum, Lashon Hara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.